Welcome back. 420, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Monday afternoon, we're going to check in with Seth McLaughlin, the Washington Times political reporter. I got a cold that just beat me to death, Seth.
I won't hold it against you.
How are you?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, when they just paged me here at the Capitol, they announced my name as Beth McLaughlin.
Well, nice to have you on board, Beth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone's having a tough afternoon, except for you, hopefully. All right. Tea Partiers fight for right-thinking GOP, electability versus principle at issue. So I guess the battle is over who controls the Republican Party, and that is getting bigger by the day, if I understand, the battle, that is.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of a long-standing battle that, you know, tends to open up after hard elections for either party, you know, between the purists of the party and the more pragmatic elements. And so this time around, what we've seen is a real aggressive blowback, you know, a very public blowback against Karl Rove in his latest effort. Karl Rove, the head of American Crossroads, has launched an offshoot super PAC called the Conservative Action PAC. I can't remember the name.
Yeah, right.
Anyhow, the goal of them is to support candidates who they, you know, deem, I'm not sure how they deem it, but deem as being more suitable for a general election. In other words, they don't want to have someone say, like, if we remember Christine O'Donnell, the lady who got remembered for the commercial that seemed to make her look like a witch, or, you know, her saying that she wasn't a witch. They would probably try to stay away from candidates like that who might be able to win a primary but cannot win a general election contest. And that has created backlash among grassroots organizations, you know, a lot of Tea Partiers and conservative grassroots folks who say some dude in Washington shouldn't be trying to meddle with who we choose here on the local level.
Yeah.
Know? So in other words, you know, Carl, you're not a kingmaker around here.
Yeah. And you know, the Tea Party is right about one thing. People like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, they may not have been here had it not been for the Tea Party crowd. And Karl Rove had little or nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and they are quick to point that out. You know, the Tea Party, especially, you know, Ted Cruz is the good latest example of that. Tea Party really was strong in supporting him down in Texas, and he was able to knock off the establishment's pick in David Dewhurst.
Mm-hmm.
And Cruz has definitely been making some waves up here on Capitol Hill, ruffling some feathers, but also scoring some major kudos from the grassroots conservatives and Tea Party types that we're talking about right now who are pushing back against Karl Rove. And then, you know, these folks also are quick to point out that the Karl Roves of the world want to get mad about some of the candidates that the grassroots have put forward, but they turn around and say, well, there's been a lot of establishment picks, say like George Allen in Virginia or Tommy Thompson in Wisconsin, who also have lost general election campaigns. And, you know, and I think they even point out in their minds that more of the establishment picks have gone down than the grassroots picks. So it's a dynamic that's going to play itself out. It's going to also define what the GOP does on Capitol Hill, you know, depending on the pressures that lawmakers feel. And then on top of that, who gets elected in the coming elections.
Yeah. I heard the governor of Iowa told Rove to stay out of his backyard.
Yeah, the Associated Press ran a story last week, and he was relaying a conversation where he had with Rove and said that basically told him that he didn't want that effort happening there. You know, because in some ways, if you're on the ground in a state and it's a state where your conservative base or your Republican base doesn't like the idea of Washington groups or people that are perceived to be establishment figures playing a role in your local races, it kind of puts pressure on you to say something. So I don't know what motivated Randstad to say that, but he felt the need to say it, and he is a well-known figure within the Republican Party, you know, if for no other reason, the fact that Iowa kicks off the primary process.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how Rove is doing with this new PAC, because there has been a lot of tension, as we've talked about here, but I would assume that would equate to lower donations, and there's a lot of talk within the party that maybe his time is over, And he spent a lot of their money, meaning the people's money, in the last election cycle and got very little for it. So maybe it's time to move in a different direction.
I think the big zinger in today's story was from Justin Phillips. He's the head of the Tea Party Nation, which is basically an almost more of an online advocacy Tea Party group. And he yeah. said that donors would have better luck investing with Bernie Madoff. And, you know, as, you know Bernie Madoff is the man behind the largest Ponzi yeah. scheme in U.S. history. So that gives you a sense of that. But, you know, on the flip side, Karl Rove has been around. And people that have been around have shown a knack for sticking around. And if nothing else, Rove has definitely shown that he can raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this thing will work itself out in one way or another. But, I mean, I personally don't see Rove going anywhere. He's a really powerful figure in modern-day American politics. And he'll be a tough figure, I think, for Tea Parties and grassroots organizations to topple, but they can also increase their influence in a lot of ways, and I think that's what a lot of this blowback is about.
Yeah. What are you working on this afternoon, or is that a secret?
No, actually, I am working on a story that looks at a Democratic primary for the seat that John Kerry vacated to become to fill Hillary Clinton's slot, and
mm-hmm.
it's in Massachusetts between Ed Markey and Stephen Lynch, and the reason this race is interesting is that Stephen Lynch was the only member of the Massachusetts delegation to vote against President Obama's Affordable Care Act,
huh.
known more lovingly as Obamacare, and so it's kind of interesting that there, I was just talking to a labor leader in Massachusetts who said there are concerns now there, you know, even though they supported the Affordable Care Act, that there are problems with the law, and they've actually endorsed Stephen Lynch.
Hmm.
So we're going to see how that shakes out. Lynch is the underdog, but it's kind of one of those interesting storylines.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
You mentioned John Kerry, new Secretary of State, and I understand today he had his first Joe Bidenism. He evidently invented a new country, Kaziristan. So
I saw something along those lines. I don't know. I almost think at some point, like, maybe you have to do that now when you're in one of these positions because, you know, I don't know if it's just a matter of you do so many press conferences, at some point your tongue is going to get tied and
yeah.
you learn the same lesson with George Bush.
Yeah.
So, you know, these things happen if you're in the spotlight. I guess maybe Herman Cain had the best one. He had fun making up a country name. I forget what it was, but
I can't remember now. But
I think he called it a Quebecistan or something.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. And he was also the guy who called what's his name? Wolf Blitzer, Blitz. Remember?
Yeah, exactly. He had
yeah.
fun with it. So
yeah.
If nothing else, maybe it makes everyone have a quick laugh.
Yeah, it does.
Politics.
It does. All right, my friend, thank you much for the update. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Tea Partiers Fight for Right-Thinking GOP Electability versus Principle at Issue. It's by Seth McLaughlin. Thank you, Seth.
Thanks, Danny.
See you. 428, 7:30 a.m. and 102.9 FM, WTNT.